Good morning, everybody. Hope you're ready to hear from the most organic guy around. Here he is, landscape architect, arborist, author, columnist for the Dallas Morning News, and my dad, the dirt doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody, back to the show. Telephone number to be with me is 866-444-3478. This hour is brought to you by all of our great sponsors. We have a lot. We have some new ones joining. We're delighted about that. We have to have that, as you know, to stay on the air, and we really appreciate what all of them do. One easy way to see a lot of them, and you can see them all on our website on dirtdoctor.com with the little banner ads that are over on the right-hand side. Go through them in a pretty good way. You click on those banner ads, and it takes you over to the websites that they have. It's a real good way to see a lot of the great sponsors that we have, and we hope you support them and tell them that you appreciate their support of the show. We've been talking about hydrogen peroxide and the rates, the various rates. I am coming up with a chart to do for you. We'll put it into a newsletter form, and we'll put it on the website. It's probably going to always be a work in progress because there's a lot of experimentation, both anecdotally out there and reports that we're getting from people and all that. In fact, our first caller this hour is about hydrogen peroxide. I said that I would talk about the herbicidal use of it, but let's see what Marianne has, and then we'll get to that in a little bit. Marianne and Tyler. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Doctor. How are you?
I'm doing great. What's up?
I just want to thank you for your show. It's just great for us gardeners.
My pleasure.
I've been using the restaurant-grade 35% hydrogen peroxide for about 30 years.
Have you really? Where do you get it?
And I was in Houston at the time, and when I first started buying it, Whole Foods carried it.
Really?
Okay. But then the FDA thought we weren't smart enough to know how to dilute it.
Okay.
So they tried to stop them. But I was in Dallas a couple of years ago in Frisco. Preston Drive, and there's a small little health food store there just on the little facing Preston, and they had it. So I bought 2 quarts of it and came home and put it. I keep mine in my freezer.
Well, one of the things I've known about the health food stores having it, but I thought I was under the impression that it was pretty small containers and real, real pricey.
No, it was cheap. It was under $20 for a quart.
Oh, great. Okay.
I think it was like 18 something.
So people could check, and we'll do it too, could check with various health food stores?
I would call the health food stores, and I can't remember the name of this one because I'm not from there, you know, so mm-hmm. I noticed the health food store, and I said, stop, let's go see if they've got it.
Okay,
because
good tip.
A lot of dermatologists now, especially with teenagers, are prescribing the diluted 35% to use on their face for
really?
Acne. And I have rosacea, and I have used it on my face for years.
And it helps with that?
Oh, overnight.
That's terrific.
Overnight.
Boy, it's fascinating that so many doctors and nurses badmouth hydrogen peroxide.
Well, it's government's involvement.
Well, it may be, and they're trying to sell something else, I guess. I don't really know.
And I've used it for my ears, but I saturate a cotton ball and just drip that in my ear.
Oh, that's a good way to do it. That's easier, yeah.
Yeah, and I've used it on my dogs.
You soak the cotton ball and then you just put the cotton in your ear?
It's not really oozing with it, but it's just enough that it starts fizzing in there and you can hear it fizz.
Oh, yeah, it's loud.
Yeah. And that's how, and I let it dry in there, and that's it.
Okay, good
tip.
And
it also reduces brown spots on your skin.
Well, yeah, the kind of age spots and stuff. Yeah, it's pretty remarkable what all you can do with it. You can mess up, as you know, we've talked about. The 35%
I've had white fingers before.
Oh yeah, you know, I was spraying some roses one day at our experimental border at the office, and I'd had a little black spot pop up, and so I got some Garrett juice and I added a little grocery store 3% hydrogen peroxide to the little quart sprayer, and I was spritzing some of the plants, and all of a sudden I had the tingling burning on my hands from the 3% product, and I haven't figured it out yet. I haven't figured out whether the mixing it with the Garrett juice created more power.
Stronger,
and if that's
the
case, we're going to have to be careful about how we mix the spray mixture.
Right.
Yeah. Well, those are great tips, Marianne. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Anybody have a question or a tip or complaint or whatever, give me a call. 866-444-3478. Matt, I'm not sure I understand your note here. Fern on a concrete floor, worms eating it? She can spray the fern with store-bought hydrogen peroxide. Well, I guess the question is, can you help pest control, insect control with hydrogen peroxide? You may get some indirect help. You may get more than that. That's something we haven't really studied much yet. We're primarily using hydrogen peroxide to kill microbes, and so it's a disease control, or algae, you know, or microbes also in water, in ponds and fish ponds and pools and things like that. But anyway, back to the thing that we started talking about, the herbicidal use of hydrogen peroxide is interesting too. I saw in Acres USA years ago, or some book I was reading, that it was recommended fairly regularly for killing weeds, and you kill weeds with it at about 10% strength. So you have to take the 35% material, 25 to 35, whatever you get that's a concentrated product, and dilute it down to 10%. Matt and I are trying to figure out the math. I'm particularly not good at math, and how you specifically dilute it, we'll try to, you know, add to this chart as we can as well. But basically what you need to know is that if you want to use it and spray it as a herbicide, it'll burn plants up at 10% mixture. Of course, that means that the grocery store stuff of 3% won't do you any good that way at all. If you did it over and over and over, it might kill some plants. It'll kill a lot of microbes in the soil if you use it over and over and over, so you don't want to do that. But anyway, it will work at 10%. Now, the most interesting part of that is that it's extremely good on aquatic weeds. Weeds that you have around the edge of ponds or, you know, livestock tanks or decorative pools or whatever. If you have the little floating pond weeds, or you have something that's fairly vertical and tough, 10% will kill them. Cattails would be the toughest thing to kill because they're just so strong. They're just so sturdy. But if anything would do it, it'd be the 10% that's not toxic. It would be the 10% hydrogen peroxide. As it goes into the water, guess what? It's good for the water. It's good for the fish and good for the wildlife in general in the water. And will help you with algae control and all that kind of thing. So it goes, you know, you spray it at the 10% on the foliage, dry foliage. It'll burn the heck out of it. And then it goes on in the water if you're using it around the water features or ponds or whatever. And it's beneficial to the water. Now, some of the things that will end up on this chart that we're trying to produce, and Bob Webster will be involved in it too. And any of y'all are certainly welcome to chime in on it as well. We want it to be as detailed as possible. But Bob had an interesting question, and that is, what do we tell people about mixing rates from season to season? Does temperature have any effect on it? It obviously seems obvious that it would work better in mild to warm temperatures than in the cold. And that's something we don't know for sure yet. Some of these manufacturers may already have some of that information, and we're going to be talking to them, obviously, in the production of this as well. And for those of you, and of course our critics are certainly in this category, saying that this is nothing but a bunch of homemade nonsense and all that, I'll remind you once again, some of these concentrated products are EPA registered. They're labeled properly. Some of them are OMRI approved, which I don't care about one way or the other, but some people do. And they are registered for some of the specific uses that we're talking about. Some of them are a little bit nebulous, what they're okayed for, but they are absolutely, there are products out there that are absolutely labeled properly for these uses that we're talking about. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, telephone number to be with me is 866-444-3478. We'll be back for more right after this. You know that healthy living is my mission, and while looking for the best products to use, I've found a new organic bar soap called Farmer's Market. Farmer's Market soap is made from a unique blend of certified organic ingredients, avocado, blueberry, shea butters, and natural essential oils. Farmer's Market is organic, no nasty chemicals get in the way of the natural goodness of the ingredients, and you'll love the luxuriously rich lather to gently cleanse your skin, leaving you clean and refreshed. Farmer's Market comes in several farm-inspired natural fragrances like lavender, lemongrass, basil, and blackberry. Hard to pick my favorite, they're all great. Take it from the Dirt Doctor, Farmer's Market is outstanding and it's been certified to USDA organic standards. Ask for the Farmer's Market organic soaps in your local grocery, health food, or drug store, and go to fmorganics.com or dirtdoctor.com for more information. That's fmorganics.com.
We all know that humans need probiotics, but your dog needs probiotics too. Some dogs have chronic digestive issues just like humans. Probiotics will aid digestion and help improve overall immune health. Hi, I'm Gail Pruitt, certified nutritionist and author of the Doggone Good Cookbook. I do nutritional research for both humans and canines, focusing primarily on digestive issues. So whether your dog has chronic digestive issues or just the occasional upset, I recommend that you give your dog a daily probiotic to balance your dog's gut flora. You know, eating right and taking the right supplements are so important for your good health and for your best friends. And the best probiotics I've found is Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. So make sure the nutrients you and your dog eat are providing the maximum benefits. And always share your Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Your dog will love you for it.
Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth:
Children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health as well as landscaping, gardening, and pest control. And I'm making a change in my dog and cat food recommendations. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we have promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food that I feed my dogs now, and a pet food that you will hear me talking about on my radio show and DirtDoctor.com. The formulas that I will focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten, and they've been naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors. But they are loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, and prebiotics, along with other healthy ingredients. My dogs Carmen and Tater like the change, and I feel strongly that you will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store, and for information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on the Ask Howard button on our homepage. That's victordogfood.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
Well, I forgot to put that photograph of that hibiscus with the interesting damage on Facebook. I'll do that at the next break. I'm trying to do too many things at one time here. Continuing to talk about this hydrogen peroxide chart that we're coming up with, there may be some fine-tuning that I've covered today that we need to talk about. If you got questions, and if I think of anything else, I'll bring it up. But that pretty much, there's one more small thing on the herbicide thing that I'll tell you about in just a minute. Right now, it's Laura in Denton's turn. Hi, Laura.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. Sure. I'm a new fan of yours. I love your show.
Well, thanks.
I have a question, and it is so frustrating. We have had a garden in for the past 4 years, and this year we planted the garden as usual. And I planted 4 different kinds of tomatoes, squash, green beans, strawberries, and peppers. And nothing is producing fruit. There is not a fruit one on any of the plants.
Plants look good, just no fruit, huh?
They're huge. The tomatoes have grown over and out of their cages. It looks beautiful, but there's no fruit.
Are the plants flowering?
The squash is. The tomatoes aren't.
Interesting. Well, you may have a pollination problem, but tomatoes and squash require completely different kinds of pollination. One needs wind and vibration. The tomatoes, squash needs insects, bumblebees primarily, but all different bees can do it. And then the other plants need some pollination. Have you seen any pollinators much in your garden?
Yes, there are an abundance of them.
Well, what's your fertilizer program? Real quickly, just go through what you've done.
It's just the natural soil and then compost.
Just compost?
Uh-huh.
Whose compost are you using?
Mine.
Your own compost?
Uh-huh.
How many years doing that?
A year and a half.
Okay. You may want to supplement. I'm sure your compost is great, and long-term it'll be fantastic, but a lot of times for production, you need to kind of boost everything up the first year or two with some kind of organic fertilizer that has just a little bit more horsepower than compost does. Okay. And you can do that with alfalfa meal. I like it a lot. I've been using it a lot this year, playing around with it on different things, seeing great results. Some of the products out there, commercial organic fertilizers, have a alfalfa base. Okay. Maestro Grow, Nature's Guide, and some of the other ones too. So you might want to use one of those. And I would definitely, Laura, drench the soil and spray the plants with Garrett juice, either your own homemade version or get one of the commercial products. There's nothing that sets fruit, helps you set flowers and fruit better than that mixture. I think all the ingredients in it help with that, the seaweed, the vinegar, the molasses. But it may be the vinegar may be the most important thing of all that's in the mixture that'll help you do that.
Do I just give up hope, or is there a possibility that the tomatoes will come on?
Which ones? On? Give me names of the ones that
you. Beefsteak, Early Girl, cherry tomatoes, Roma.
Okay, the Romas and the cherries for sure should start to produce right into the fall for you, and with no problem at all. Whether the Early Girl will or not, I don't know. Maybe it'll think it's being handled as a fall tomato. If the foliage all still looks good, there's no reason why you can't bring them into production from this point forward.
No, it's just beautiful, and I can't figure it out. So.
Well, I think you are about to be very impressed with what Garrett juice, one of the most important things Garrett juice can do. Drench the soil with it with the same mixture that you would have in the sprayer to spray the foliage, but do both.
Okay.
And put one of the organic dry fertilizers out on the soil, kind of a side dressing, gently work it in. I think you'll see that your production from here into fall will be pretty spectacular.
Okay. Well, that will help. Now, I used the same compost on my flowers.
Uh-huh.
My flowers aren't as large as they usually are, and could I use the Garrett juice on the flowers?
Oh, absolutely.
Flowers
do it.
Well?
Do it on everything, and do the dry fertilizer I mentioned as well. See, what happens with flowers is that they're almost all grown in commercial growing operations where they're being pushed very hard with synthetic fertilizers that are high nitrogen and fast acting, and they're used to that regime.
Uh-huh.
And so when you put them in your garden and you do a little gentle organic thing, you got to kick it up just a little bit. You know, organic gardeners have great flower production. Ours is as good as I've ever seen this year. But when you take that plant that has been developed and grown and used to that synthetic approach, you've got to give it a little bit more horsepower from the organic tools that you're using to have the flower production that you really want.
Okay, well, perfect. I'm so glad I called. I can't wait to see the results.
Okay, get to work.
Thank you.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
And open line at 866-444-3478. David's in Fort Worth. Hey, David.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing well. What's going on there?
Well, we have a rosemary bush that started out as one of the little Christmas tree looking things.
Yeah, sure.
Several years ago. And this thing is like 2.5-3 feet wide. It's been healthy. Every time you go by it, a good smell. And this year,
David, we're going to have to finish this conversation. We'll come back. Can you hold on?
Sure.
Let's figure out what's wrong with your rosemary right after this. Howard Garrett, back after this break.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best-looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And I finally got that hibiscus picture on Facebook for you so you can see that damage from that green Katie did slash grasshopper that found to be the culprit. David in Fort Worth and I started talking about his rosemary. You got one plant, David, or several with this issue?
Just one. And it is, like I said, it's thrived for years. It was on the corner of the house and it's turned brown for the most part. My wife thinks that she forgot to water it. It just didn't get enough water. And she was talking about, you know, just taking it out. And I said, well, does it have any green left on it? And she said, yeah, there's some green. And I have a sister who says, as long as there's some green in the plant, you can say that there's life there. And my wife was talking about trying to cut it all the way down. So we just kind of want to know what we can do to possibly save this plant.
The rosemary is a very drought tolerant plant. It can take low water situations, but the two things that can cause what you've experienced are too much water or too little water. It could have been either one. We've had a fair amount of rain and there could be a perched water table and staying a little bit too wet down in the root zone of the plant. So what you want to do, David, is get a probe, and you can get a pipe probe that you can buy from irrigation companies or a hardware store and probe, or you can break the head off of a golf club, use a driver so it's a good long one, and probe into the soil, and you can tell real quickly from the feel whether there's too much or too little water in the soil there. And that's important to do so you can adjust for, you know, the plant, whether we can keep this one alive or you plant some new plants in that area. You need to find out, you know, what happened to it, because there's no insect or disease that would just indiscriminately attack a good, healthy, mature rosemary. It's going to be something dramatic about the moisture in the root zone. You see what I mean?
Yes, sir.
So keeping it, here's the question. If you break the stems, if they've turned completely brown, you can break them and they snap and they're brittle, it's dead and it's not going to come back. And so cutting all that back and using it for kindling for your fireplace, which would smell nice, or using it as part of the mulch or putting it in the compost is fine. But unless there's still some life in the tissue, it's not going to come back. Even if it comes back, if it was severely damaged during this stress time, it's never going to be real pretty and healthy like it once was. And so you may want to bite the bullet and take it out and plant some new plants. But in the meantime, either way you go, you need to figure out what is going on with the soil moisture and how you can prevent this problem from happening again. If she forgot to water and it went a long time and really got dry, that can do it. A rosemary has a very dense root system, and it's tough as nails for the most part, but if it gets tipped a little bit too far one way or the other, too dry or too wet, it can go down in a hurry.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for the information, and you have a good day.
You too. Hope it works out for you. And if not, you can get some new fresh little plants and start over. They grow pretty quickly, actually, and rosemary is a great plant. Robin in Princeton, Texas, next. Hey, Robin.
Hello. I'm getting ready to use the kale and clay for the first time for grasshoppers.
Uh-huh.
But I'm a little concerned. I just want to make sure it's okay, because we, like when I weed and prune, I give the what I'm cutting away and pulling up to the goats. And so if I spray that, is that going to be a concern if I've sprayed that on there?
No, yeah. Not really. If it's real heavy on the plants, the particle film, you can spray real hard with water and it'll wash some of it off. But it tends to stay on the, that's one of the reasons it works so well. It tends to stay on even through rains and all. And I've never heard any reports at all of it being detrimental. It'd probably be even beneficial. A lot like zeolite and diatomaceous earth are in a diet of helping remove toxins and stuff. I think it's
I do add DE to their food, but and one of the goats is pregnant too. So
I don't think it'd be a problem at all. If you let them get in it and eat a bag of it, a whole bunch of it, probably be bad. Probably stop them all up and be a terrible thing. But just the particle film that's on the plants, I don't think it's an issue at all. It may be beneficial.
Perfect. That sounds great. And then now, is it? It looks like a whole lot goes into a gallon per gallon, like a few cups. Is that how?
Yeah, I think that's right. And whether you could cut back on that and still get the same results, I don't know. But they do recommend a pretty heavy amount. Now that's somebody trying to sell the product and trying to make sure it's as effective as it can be. I've done less, and I've also mixed diatomaceous earth with it. I've played with it in a lot of different ways, and you might want to do the same thing. Try it lighter. See if you get the results that you need. You can always add more to the spray and do a second spraying if you need to.
Okay, sounds perfect. Yeah. All right, thank you so much.
Appreciate the call.
Bye.
Let's go to Weatherford, Texas. Talk to Candace. Hi, Candace.
Good morning, Howard. How are you?
I am well. What's going
That's
on in
great.
Weatherford, Texas, home of the champion pecan tree?
Is that what it is?
Okay. Yeah, just north of town, 3 miles, is the Texas champion for sure, and arguably the United States champion pecan tree.
Okay, I'll have to check that out. I love
you need to go see it. It's beautiful.
Anyway, I have turned two more family members organic. They kind of were, but wishy-washy. But anyway, my granddaughter and her husband had to go to Shreveport for a coaching thing he had. I don't do sports, so I don't know what it was. But anyway, and they stayed in one of the high-end motels, and then they got their luggage home, and about a week later, under the mattress on their box spring, they were infested with bed bugs.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And a long time ago, I looked them up, just I don't remember why, but they're not about dirty because she's OCD with clean. She makes me sick. But anyway, she does. She's manic about it. Wash her hands every time she touches something. But anyway, and so I told my daughter, my granddaughter's mother, to look at Howard Garrett's website. Look at dirtdoctor.com. And she did, and she texted me back, wow, that's a warehouse of information. I am so impressed. So, but anyway, they're doing the DE thing and the steam cleaning, like I guess one woman had reported on your website.
Right.
And they're doing the whole thing. But what's the origin of bed bugs, and why are you get them in hotels and motels, be high-end or low-end? You get them.
Yeah, I don't think it has anything to do with being unclean. It's just being inoculated with the young bugs, and they expand rapidly. They probably like clean conditions to a certain degree. The vacuuming, the DE, the steam, the heat, the essential oil products, all the things that we talk about on the website. And when you talk to a pest control operator, you should have that same conversation, not let them use toxic chemicals or anything like that. It's not necessary.
Right.
There's also
immune to pesticides.
Well, there's also what's called encasements that you might want to look into, and what they are. The EcoSafe, who we deal with here in Dallas, and they'll probably go to Weatherford, they told me about it some years ago. You can buy these encasements that the mattress literally fits into. It's like a great big.
Right. They've done that.
And you just seal them up inside. And you can
zip it up.
Yeah, put the DE in there and the other things and seal them up and get rid of them that way.
The box springs were infested, so they set them out to the end of the road, and they're going to get new box springs. I said, don't bring them in until you're done, you know.
Yeah. The key when you travel, and we're lucky, knock on wood, we've never, we thought we did one time, and we never were sure of whether we had them or not, and they're not around anymore, so it may not have been. But whenever you travel, don't put your suitcases and things on the floor. Always keep them up on tables above the carpets, and that's a good way to help prevent bringing them back home.
But I know they're bloodsuckers, I guess, because they attack, you know, people, but what's their origin? What is their deal? I mean,
I don't know where they came from originally. We have pretty good detailed information in the Texas Bug Book about them. That's about all that I can recommend. Take a look at that and do some web searches. But what we talked about there are the techniques to control them.
Right.
They're fairly easy to control if you're very consistent about what you're doing.
They are.
Yeah.
Oh, my granddaughter's going, I'm going to sleep in my car. I can't sleep in my bed for the rest of my life.
All right. Well, I think they're on the right track.
Thank you so much for your website.
Appreciate the call. Thanks,
bye.
Candace. And we got an open line at 866-444-3478. Jamie in Philadelphia. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Well, thank you.
First of all, I'd like to ask your website again. I seem to have missed that.
Well, it's dirtdoctor.com. All spelled out, DirtDoctor, dirtdoctor.com.
Okay, we'll definitely check that website out. My question to you is, I actually have two questions. The first thing is about, I grew cucumbers for the first time this year, and I have them growing up a bamboo trellis that I had built, and they seem to be doing pretty well. They're producing pretty good. But it seems like they don't like rain. They don't like water to hit the leaves, because when it does, they get these brown spots on them, and eventually, if it gets too damaged, they just die. The leaves just die off, and that's up here in Philadelphia. And so I don't understand what seems to be going on, because when I just water the pot they're in a very large pot. I have them growing in a very large pot, and I have them growing up the trellis. So when I just seem to water the pot, they seem to do okay. The leaves don't turn brown, but when heavy rains come, some of the leaves start developing spots, and then eventually some of them just die off.
Right. Well, you're dealing with fungal disease there, Jamie, and there's a couple things I'd recommend to you. Since you're a new listener, it sounds like, there's a whole bunch of things that you can spray that fit the organic program that will control fungus. Fungus is the easiest of the diseases to control. Bacteria is a little tougher. Viruses are the hardest. The thing I would recommend you try first, just so you see how it works, is milk. You can put a cup of milk in a gallon of water and spray it, and it is a very effective natural fungus control.
Okay.
Yeah,
wow.
Just milk. And you can use skim milk or whole milk or whatever you want to use. It works very well. The other thing that I'd recommend that you do is learn about what we call Garrett juice. The formula is on my website. It's a mixture of compost tea, vinegar, molasses, and seaweed. You spray it on the foliage and you drench it into the soil. You can mix the milk or cornmeal juice. Cornmeal is another disease fighter. You can put a cup of cornmeal, just whole ground cornmeal, in a 5 gallon bucket of water. Let it soak for an hour or so. Strain the solids out. Spray that on the cucumbers and it'll cure the fungus. Let me put you on hold and I'll give you a few more tips off the air. Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back after this. Maestro Grow, the makers of great organic fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Rose Glow, and the Sick Tree Treatment, is now making Garrett Juice Pro. Garrett Juice Pro is for use on all your crops to improve the soil and plant roots with humic acid, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, hydrolyzed fish, and beneficial bacteria and fungi. Ask for it in garden centers, feed stores, and hardware stores. And for more information, call 940-648-5400 or go to maestrogrow.com.
EcoSafe is the company that provides natural organic pest control that takes care of pests without using harmful toxic products around your pets and family. EcoSafe offers complete commercial and residential pest management, flea and tick control, rodent control, and termite inspections and treatment. Call EcoSafe at 1-855-825-2849 today to make an appointment for natural organic pest control. EcoSafe is also offering franchise opportunities in the pest control industry. So call EcoSafe today at 1-855-825-2849 or go to ecosafepest.com.
Crazy water is so good, it's crazy. Here's the crazy water tip of the day. Hydration. As sunny days get longer, it's easier for your heart to pump blood through the vessels when you're properly hydrated. Plus, athletic performance can last up to 33% longer. Crazy water contains over 11 minerals that help with hydration, recovery, replenishing your electrolytes, and more. And crazy water does it all naturally. Get some at Whole Foods, Central Market, and other crazy good stores. DrinkCrazyWater.com for a store in your area.
Don't let biting, disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Protect your family, pets, and livestock with organic, easy-to-use mosquito dunks and mosquito bits. Summit Mosquito Dunks and Mosquito Bits kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite. And they're safe and effective to use in ponds, bird baths, rain gutters, and in any standing water. Mosquito dunks and mosquito bits are available at garden centers everywhere. Visit SummerResponsibleSolutions.com for more information.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health as well as landscaping, gardening, and pest control. And I'm making a change in my dog and cat food recommendations. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we have promoted some of the very best. But Victor is the dog food that I feed my dogs now, and the pet food that you will hear me talking about on my radio show and DirtDoctor.com. The formulas that I will focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten, and they've been naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors. But they are loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, and prebiotics, along with other healthy ingredients. My dogs Carmen and Tater like the change, and I feel strongly that you will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store, and for information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on the Ask Howard button on our homepage. That's victordogfood.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. 866-444-3478. Before we go back to the phone, somebody called in and wanted to know what ratio you used of the hydrogen peroxide for rosacea, which one of the listeners called in and said she used. She had, I think her best tip was, besides that, was that sometimes the health stores have the concentrated hydrogen peroxide at pretty good prices, which I was delighted to hear about, and we'll look into it. I'm sure that they're selling it for those kinds of reasons, and it will be on the label or in those stores they can recommend it to you. But I would imagine, my best guess is that you would dilute it down to the 3%, so it would be like the grocery store or the hydrogen peroxide that we all use that's, you know, not any problem. The one we use for cuts and scrapes on our skin and things like that would be the concentration you would use to rub on your skin to help with rosacea. But, again, the health food stores probably would help you there. Matt's been looking up how to come up with the different dilution rates and an easy way to explain it. And everybody on the various websites out there is always talking about taking the concentrated 33%, whichever product, down to 3%. So I think everybody pretty much using it on skin issues and ears and all that is basically looking at a 3% product, a 3% concentration, which is what the retail packaging is. It's just that some people want to buy the concentrated and bring it down to that level. We're trying to figure out exactly how to do the math on that, and maybe those products explain it quite well on the labels. Randall, in driving somewhere, where are you driving, Randall?
From Dallas to Houston.
Okay, what's going on?
I have a problem with chickweed in my yard. It's trying to take over my St. Augustine. I'm not sure why. This is the first year I've had this problem.
Hmm. Well, chickweed is a cool season weed. You still have it growing now?
Well, I had it 3 weeks ago when I left for Colorado to go on vacation.
Okay. Well, whether it's chickweed or some kind of spurge or Kentucky, Virginia buttonweed or whatever it is, you can spot spray it with the vinegar products or the fatty acid products like Monterey or Scythe, or you can use the crabgrass killer that's the Agrilawn product. It's a cinnamon-based product, and it's selective. You can wet the grass area, dust it out with some kind of a puffing duster so you get a light dusting on the weeds, and if it's on the grass, it doesn't hurt. It's selective to the weeds, and it'll knock it out in probably less than an hour.
What was the name of that dust again?
Well, it's called Agrilawn, A-G-R-A-L-A-W-N, Agrilawn Crabgrass Killer. It used to be called Garden Weasel Crabgrass Killer, and the original owner ended up buying the company back, so you may run into it in mail order catalogs, online, and even in stores under the old name. Either one is the same product.
Excellent. Okay. I appreciate that.
Appreciate the call. Talk to you later. And by the way, we one of the residential properties that I consult on, big place, tried it on dollar weed. And I've always told people it probably wouldn't work very well on dollar weed because it tends to work better on weeds that have a texture, have a fuzzy texture or a little bit of a, you know, sandpapery, rougher texture. Dollar weed's not that way. Dollar weed's, you know, slick and shiny. But lo and behold, it seems to be working pretty well on dollar weed. Now, the best way to get rid of dollar weed is to get the soil dried out. It likes that wet anaerobic situation. If it's dichondra, which a lot of people confuse with dollar weed, which is lower growing and does have the, you know, more texture to the leaves, and they're smaller leaves as well, that product would probably knock it out really easily, even though I kind of like dichondra myself. I encourage it, especially growing between stepping stones and the cracks and things like that. I think it's a real pretty little ground cover myself. So a couple of people have been on and dropped off. If you call back, if something happened, let Matt know, and I'll try to get you up a little quicker. Neil in Fort Worth is next.
Good morning.
Hi, Neil.
Beautiful day, isn't it?
I tell you what, this I should have commented on that earlier. We have had spectacular weather from the real cool to the last few days has been very, very mild for August in this part of the world.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but I don't think I've ever gone through a summer this mild in
I agree with you. I think it's just been fantastic being out in the weather, you know, driving with the windows down in the car. It's pretty yeah. different for us.
Yeah, so I've got some St. Augustine grass in my backyard. Don't have any grass in the front yard. Don't have a mosquito problem because I just, you know, don't set up the conditions for them. But when I come out in the backyard, I'm usually wearing flip-flops, and I wind up getting little bites on my ankles, my feet.
Okay. Well, as you can tell by the music, we're going to have to take a little break. You can stay with me, or I'll just talk about no-see-ums and mosquitoes in general when I come back. Either way you want to do it. I'm
right.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The website's dirtdoctor.com. Our free newsletter, just send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com, or better still, fill out the form that's on the homepage, and we'll get it to you each time it goes out weekly. And it's free. Great price. I'll be back after this.